Hello, and welcome to the GCSE Religious Studies Revision Podcast. I'm your host, and today we're diving into one of the most important topics in AQA's Theme A, Relationships, Marriage, and Divorce. This isn't just about ancient rules. It's about how faith shapes life's biggest decisions and how those beliefs interact with modern British society. By the end of this episode, you'll be able to tackle those tricky 12-mark questions with confidence, armed with the key terms, quotes, and contrasting views you need to impress the examiners. So grab a notepad and let's get started. Right, let's break down the core concepts. First up, sexual relationships. The traditional Christian view, found in many denominations, is that sex should only happen within marriage. This is rooted in the belief that it's a sacred act, a gift from God for procreation and to express love and unity. The Bible is often quoted here. For example, the book of Genesis talks about a man and woman becoming one flesh. However, modern attitudes in Britain have changed. Many people, including some liberal Christians, believe that cohabitation, living together without being married, is acceptable if the relationship is loving and committed. This is a key area of contrast you need to be aware of. The examiner will award credit for candidates who can explain both the traditional religious viewpoint and the secular or modern perspective. Next, marriage. For Christians, marriage is not just a legal contract, it's a sacrament or a covenant. What's the difference? A sacrament, in the Catholic tradition, is an outward sign of an inward grace, a sacred bond that cannot be broken by humans. The priest acts as a witness, but it's the couple who minister the sacrament to each other. A covenant, the term often used by Anglicans and other Protestants, is a solemn promise made before God. A key quote that applies to both is from Mark 10, verse 9. Therefore, what God has joined together, let no one separate. Memorize that one. It's gold dust. Now for the thorny issue of divorce. This is where we see significant diversity within Christianity. The Catholic Church teaches that a valid sacramental marriage is indissoluble. It cannot be ended. They do, however, have a process called annulment, which is a declaration that the marriage was never valid in the first place. For example, if one person didn't freely consent. This is a crucial distinction, and a common mistake is to confuse annulment with divorce. Don't fall into that trap. The Church of England, on the other hand, does allow for divorce in certain exceptional circumstances, seeing it as a regrettable last resort when a marriage has irretrievably broken down. They recognize that we live in a fallen world and that human relationships can fail. While they uphold the ideal of lifelong marriage, they also believe in compassion and forgiveness. This allows for remarriage in church, often at the discretion of the local vicar. Finally, let's touch on family. The traditional view is the nuclear family, two parents and their children. But you must also discuss other family structures, like single-parent families and same-sex parent families, and how Christian teachings on love and compassion, like love thy neighbor, can be applied to support and value all types of families. Okay, let's talk exam technique. For a 5-mark explain two religious beliefs question, you must include a source of wisdom and authority. That means a quote from the Bible, a sacred text, or a key Christian teaching. If you don't, you're capped at 4 marks. Structure it simply, one belief is, this is shown in, another belief is, for the 12-mark evaluate questions like, marriage is for life, no matter what. Evaluate this statement, you need a plan. Spend a couple of minutes outlining your arguments for and against. You need to show you understand different viewpoints. For example, you'd present the Catholic view supporting the statement, then the Anglican and secular views which might challenge it. Your conclusion is vital. It's not a summary, it's a justified judgment. Which side is more convincing and why? A good structure is introduction, 2 paragraphs for, 2 paragraphs against, and a conclusion. That's how you get to level 4. Avoid these common mistakes, saying all Christians believe, they don't. Be specific, Catholics believe, or the Church of England teaches. And don't confuse legal divorce with a religious annulment. They are not the same thing. Ready for a quick quiz? I'll ask a question, pause, and then give the answer. Let's go. 1. What is the Catholic term for a declaration that a marriage was never valid? Pause. Annulment. 2. Which gospel contains the quote, "What God has joined together, let no one separate"? Pause. The Gospel of Mark. 3. What is the term for living together in a sexual relationship without being married? Pause. Cohabitation. 4. Which major Christian denomination allows for divorce and remarriage in exceptional circumstances? Pause. The Church of England, Anglican. And that's a wrap. We've covered the core Christian teachings on relationships, marriage, and divorce, highlighting the diversity between Catholic and Anglican views and contrasting them with modern secular attitudes. We've looked at how to structure your answers for those 5 and 12 mark questions and flagged the common pitfalls to avoid. Remember to use specific terminology, quote sacred texts, and always consider different perspectives. Keep practicing, keep revising, and you'll be well on your way to securing top marks. Thanks for listening.